Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate Father's Day and the birthdays of Cliff Edwards, Sammy Fain, and Guy Lombardo. Today is Father's Day, and so we're going to begin and end the show with some songs about fathers, beginning with some advice from Mandy Lee. Papa, better watch your step.
Thank you. glasses. He mixes with the classes of today.
Yes, today.
Nice, gentle, and kind. But there's one thing I'll always keep on my mind. Who's the one that I adore? Though he beats me to the floor. Old granddad. My old granddad. He's my pappy's pappy. Who's the one that knows the tricks? When I'm wrong, he gives me kicks. Old granddad. My old granddad. He's my uncle's father. All my cousins, nieces, nephews, no old grand's command. You must act right, you must live right, if you want to meet him in promised land. Look, here it's getting late. Bet he's waiting at the gate. Old granddad. Yeah, my old granddad. Yeah.
The first of a couple of sets of songs on this evening's show having to do with fathers, this being Father's Day and all. We just heard Fats Waller singing a song he wrote about his old granddad, and which he recorded on April 11th, 1940. You hear pianist Rube Bloom quite frequently on this show, but before old granddad, we heard Rube's brother, Mickey Bloom, playing trumpet with the St. Louis Rhythm Kings on Papa Dee Da Da, recorded by Columbia on April 4th, 1925. Papa Dee Da Da was written by Clarence Williams, Clarence Todd, and Spencer Williams. Mickey Bloom was born on August 26, 1906, in New York City. He studied trumpet with Max Schlossberg and performed with many bands, including the Georgia Melodians, Irving Aronson, Hal Kemp, and with studio bands throughout the 1950s and 60s. Mickey Bloom died in Florida on October 11, 1979. We began the show with Mandy Lee and Ladd's Black Aces, April 17, 1923, and a bit of advice, Papa Better Watch Your Step, written by Gilbert Wells and Bud Cooper. Despite the sound, Ladd's Black Aces was made up of white musicians, and Mandy Lee was a white singer. In 1923, the popularity of Paramount and OK's series of records featuring black bands and singers compelled Jeanette to try to compete, but since they had few black artists at the time, they had to rely on white performers who could sing blues. I'm Glenn Robison, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 19th, marked the birth in 1902 in London, Ontario, Canada, of violinist and bandleader Gaetano Lombardo, better known as Guy. The oldest of seven children, he formed his band in the early 20s with his brothers and made his first records for Jeanette in 1924. Brother Liebert played lead trumpet, Victor was on baritone sax, and Carmen led the reed section and the vocal trio, sang and composed. While performing in Cleveland, Ohio, they began using the name Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, and from Cleveland they moved to Chicago and then on to New York, where they enjoyed a successful run at the Roosevelt Grill. The band's tagline was "The sweetest music this side of heaven," and they had a long string of hits from 1927 to 1954, during which time they sold upwards of 300 million records. The band made numerous radio broadcasts, Lombardo appeared in a number of films, and his annual New Year's show became a national standard. Guy Lombardo was a hydroplane enthusiast for almost 60 years and won 15 Unlimited or Gold Cup class victories as a hydroplane race driver between 1946 and 1953. He died on November 5, 1977. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, but on the air rather than from commercial records. These are radio transcriptions from broadcasts from 1935 and 1936.
8 p.m. BULOVA Boulevard Watch Time, WABC, New York.
Take it easy,
miss.
He can't do anything to you.
Let me see your license.
Here it is, officer. It's a learner's license. I'm just learning how to drive.
Oh, so you want to learn to drive?
Yes, sir.
And that's why you come out on the busiest road you could find and the most popular highway in the state.
Yes. Oh, yes, so it is. Lombardo Road. The highway to happy motoring.
Good evening. This is Guy Lombardo. Welcome to Lombardo Road, otherwise known as Ethel Boulevard. Happy motoring and happy listening. The grandest thing. Now along Ethel Boulevard, I want to make love.
Well, I want to do. I take one look at you, then I want to make love. I never felt like this, surely something's gone amiss. I think about your kiss, then I want to make love. You've got the Indian sign upon this heart of mine. It's all so new to me, honey, what you're trying to do to me. You are my Waterloo, makes no difference what I do. I take one look at you, then I want to make love.
Yesterday, SO marketers send you Moonlight and Roses. Big white oval SO sign with those four red letters, ESSO, is a sign of quality and the symbol of service. Good night and happy motoring.
Included on this show were Easter Parade from his thousands cheer. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Well, there you have portions of a broadcast made by Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians over the Columbia Radio Network on October 7th, 1935. Violinist and bandleader Guy Lombardo, born June 19th, 1902. This is the Rapidly Rotating Records Radio Network, broadcasting over KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. Guy Lombardo didn't have the internet available to him, but we do, and so you can hear us streaming online at KISL.org and on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to Glenn@RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, June 14th, marked the birth in 1895 of Cliff Edwards. He got his start in show business in St. Louis, singing and accompanying himself on the ukulele. He developed an improvised singing style that he called effin', where his voice imitated a hot trumpet or kazoo solo, and he would interject these effin' solos into his songs. In 1917, he moved to Chicago, where he took a job as a singer in the Arsonia Cafe. He then formed a vaudeville act with Joe Frisco, a stuttering comedian and dancer, and the team eventually played at the Palace in New York City and in the Ziegfeld Follies. After Edwards and Frisco broke up, Cliff teamed up with another dancer and singer named Pierce Keegan. They billed their act as Keegan and Edwards Jazz As Is, toured the vaudeville circuit, and recorded 5 songs for Columbia, which unfortunately were never issued. This act broke up in the mid-1920s, and Edwards then teamed up with Lou Clayton, who went on to work with Jimmy Durante in vaudeville. In 1922, Edwards recorded his first records with Ladd's Black Aces and Bailey's Lucky Seven. In 1924, he appeared in George Gershwin's Lady Be Good on Broadway, where he introduced the song Fascinatin' Rhythm. In 1929, Edwards scored another hit with his version of Singin' in the Rain in the movie The Hollywood Review of 1929, and he went on to appear in more than 100 motion pictures. He was cast as the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the Disney animated feature Pinocchio, where he sang When You Wish Upon a Star, which won the Oscar in 1940 for Best Song. It's estimated that Edwards sold 74 million records during his career. But despite all of this success and earning millions of dollars throughout his career, he went bankrupt several times and died in 1971, broke and forgotten. But he's not forgotten on this show. Here's Cliff Edwards.
Love, 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 what did you do to me? The things I never miss are things I can't resist. Love, 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 isn't it plain to see? I just had a change of heart, what can it be? She's got eyes of blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but she's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks. I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me. Oh, I should be good, I would be good, but gee. She likes to bill and coo. I never liked to bill and coo, but she likes to bill and coo, and that's my weakness now. She likes rainy days. I never cared for a rainy day, but she likes rainy days, and that's my weakness now. She likes vestibules. I never stood in a vestibule, but she likes vestibules, and that's my weakness now. Oh, gee, poor me. I can hear the clock striking 1, 2, 3. She likes long good nights. I never had a long good night, but she likes long good nights, and that's my weakness now. She's got a Chevrolet. I never liked a Chevrolet, but she's got a Chevrolet, and that's my weakness now. She likes to drive in a certain way. I never drove in a certain way, but she likes to drive in a certain way, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me, I should be good, I would be good, but gee. She likes to park and play. I never liked to park and play, but I guess we'd better park and play. That's my weakness now.
Mating birds never sang sweeter. Everyone's happy and gay. The blue of your eyes changed the blue of the skies. Our nature is smiling today. There's only one thing left to do. I am ready, dear, and so are you. It's orange blossom time. The whole world seems in rhyme. Each girl and boy is just dreaming of a message of love for someone. There's a romance in the air, and lovers everywhere. So little sweetheart mine, let's fall in line. It's orange blossom time.
Melody, it's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What it's all about, maybe you can help me out. It goes like this, la 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 la. It goes like this, dee 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 dee. Then it goes die diddly I die die. Then it goes do diddly oh do do. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everybody starts to sing. Ba-da-da-da, it goes like this. Ba-da-da-da, it goes like this. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, what a funny melody. Thank you. have just been talking with Mr. Hoover and with Smith. Friends, I said I'd like to vote for both of you, but you know it can't be done. I can only vote for one. Will this land be wrecked if the wrong one I elect? Then Hoover cried, la 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 la. And Smith replied, dee 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 dee. So I said, die diddly I die die, and they said, do diddly o do do. If you send us to Washington, we'll show you just what can be done. Ba-da-da-da, we'll give you this. Ba-da-da-da, we'll give you that. You'll find a welcome on the door. Then Coolidge said, where have I heard that stuff before?
Cliff Ukulele Ike Edwards, August 15th, 1928, and it goes like this, written by Cliff Friend and Irving Caesar. Before that, from the film Hollywood Review of 1929, it was Orange Blossom Time, written by Joe Goodwin and another Edwards, not Cliff Edwards, but Gus Edwards. Songwriter and vaudeville legend Gus Edwards was known as the Star Maker for his discoveries of Groucho Marx, Walter Winchell, Eddie Cantor, George Jessel, and others. We began our little tribute to Cliff Edwards with That's My Weakness Now, which featured a good example of Cliff's effin'. That's My Weakness Now was written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stepped and recorded by Edwards on July 3, 1928, as well as by a whole bunch of other people, including, of course, Helen Kane. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, June 17th, marked the birth in 1902 of Samuel Feinberg. You may know him better as Sammy Fain, but if not, you certainly know his songs. For over 40 years, the Oscar-winning musician and composer wrote for stage and screen. His career began working for a music publisher and as a singer and pianist in radio and vaudeville. His first published song was Nobody Knows What a Redhead Mama Can Do, with the lyric by Irving Mills and Al Dubin, and recorded by Sophie Tucker. From 1926 until 1942, he collaborated primarily with Irving Kale, producing hits such as I'll Be Seeing You, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me, By a Waterfall, Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine, and Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella. Fain's 30s Broadway credits include Everybody's Welcome, Right This Way, Hell's a Poppin', and George White's Scandals of 1939. Between 1930 and 1958, Fain wrote for more than 30 movies, including The Big Pond, the Marx Brothers comedy Monkey Business, Footlight Parade, Goin' to Town, starring Mae West, and Dames in 1934, in which Fain appeared as a songwriter. He was nominated for Academy Awards 9 times and won his first Oscar for the song Secret Love from 1953's Calamity Jane, and his second for the title song from 1955's Love is a Many Splendored Thing. He continued composing into the 1970s. Sammy Fain died of a heart attack in Los Angeles on December 6, 1989. Here are three from Sammy Fain. Thank you.
may be dreary. Don't be blue, don't be weary. There's a place in the sun for you. Though your song is a sad one, fill your heart with a glad one. There's a place in the sun for you. Leave your share of care far behind you. Happiness is sure to find you. Smile at each little sorrow. Hope will come with tomorrow. There's a place in the sun for you.
Pretty certain sign that wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. All the boys are singing love songs, they forgot sweet Adeline. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. There goes Jack, there goes Jim, down to Lover's Lane. Now and then we meet again, but they don't seem the same. Gee, I get a lonesome feeling when I hear the church bells chime. Those wedding bells are breaking up that old gang of mine. Thank you.
A trio of songs from the pen of Sammy Fain. We began with Croonin' a Tune, written along with Irving Weil and Jimmy McHugh, and performed there by the original Indiana Five from a Jeanette 78 recorded around July 14, 1925. Next, it was the Sammy Fain-Bud Green collaboration, There's a Place in the Sun for You, performed by Herman Kennan's Multnomah Hotel Orchestra with the vocal by Ken Allen. That was recorded by Victor on April 24, 1929. We finished up with Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine. That was Dick Robertson with Bob Herring and his orchestra on February 9, 1929. Wedding Bells was written by Sammy Fain along with Irving Cale and William Raskin.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
At the beginning of the show, I promised two sets of songs having to do with fathers, so here to start off this second set is Ben Pollack and his orchestra.
Thank you. was turning gray. Pop would look at her and say, "You're getting older every day." Ma sighed. Then she replied, "I'm gonna open all your eyes." So she took her face to a beauty place, and oh boy, what a surprise! Mama's gone young, Papa's gone old, Mama's gone hot, Papa's gone cold. Mama gets younger, Papa gets older each day. Mama's gone thin, Papa's gone fat, Mama's like this, Papa's like that. Mama's just blooming, Papa's just fading away. Mama, with her boyish bob, looks saucy, cute, and sweet. But Papa has a straggly beard that looks like shredded wheat. Mama's at nightclubs shaking the shim. Papa, he shakes in every limb. Mama gets younger, Papa gets older each day. Poor Pop, thin on the top, begins to look an old has-been. While Mama in her crepe de chine, although she's 50, looks 18. Pa sighs, sorrowfully cries, she's not a wife to me somehow. When he calls her Ma, she says, "Stop that, Pa, just call me honey baby now." Mama's gone young, Papa's gone old, Mama's gone hot, Papa's gone cold. Mama gets younger, Papa gets older each day. Mama's brand new, Papa's antique. Mama once loved, Papa's no chic. Mama's just blooming, Papa's just fading away. Mama only wants a lipstick when she's walking out. But Pop, poor Pop, he needs two sticks. He suffers with the gout. Mama's complexion blooms like a rose. Papa's complexion has flown to his nose. Mama gets younger, Papa gets older each day.
A few more rapidly rotating records for this Father's Day. We began with Ben Pollack and his orchestra, with Ben performing the vocal on "I'm a Ding Dong Daddy" from Dumas on February 12, 1931. Dumas is located in the northwestern portion of the Texas Panhandle and is named after Louis Dumas, who developed the town in the late 1800s. In the 1920s, the town had less than 600 inhabitants when Phil Baxter came to town on his way to Denver and spent a few weeks. Less than a year later, he wrote the tune and lyrics to "I'm a Ding Dong Daddy" from Dumas. Phil Baxter also wrote "Piccolo Pete," made famous by Ted Weems and his orchestra. After "Ding Dong Daddy," we heard the Charleston Chasers from a Columbia 78 recorded August 28, 1925, and "Loud Speakin' Papa," written by Lou Pollack and Jack Yellen. Then it was Ed Lowry from 1929 and "Mama's Gone Young, Papa's Gone Old." And we have time for one more. Here's Nellstone's Hawaiians and "You'll Never Find a Daddy Like Me." Nellstone's Hawaiians was comprised of Hubert Nelson on the steel guitar and James Touchstone on the standard guitar, Nellstone being a combination of their names. They hailed from Alabama and recorded "You'll Never Find a Daddy Like Me" in Atlanta in 1929.
Folks say love is a pleasure, no pleasure that I ever see. The only little girl that I ever loved is turning her back on me. Let her go, God bless her. She's mine wherever she may be. She may ramble this wide while over, never find another daddy like me. Last night while at a port au play, I merely chanced to see she's out there with some other boy. She shouldn't have been with me. Let her go, God bless her. she's mine, ever she may be. She may ramble this wide world over, never find another daddy like me. I'll pawn my watch and my chain, love. I'll pawn my dime or two. I'll even pawn my guitar, and it's all for the sakes of you. Let her go, God bless her. She's mine, ever she may be. She may ramble this wide while over, never find another daddy like me. Change in the ocean, there's been a change in the sea. If they'll give me back my sweet mama, there'll solid be a change in me.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.